This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Governor Polis wants Congress to suspend the federal gas tax for the rest of this year. It's about 18 cents per gallon. The Russian invasion of Ukraine, inflation, and supply shortages pushed prices to nearly $4 a gallon in Colorado. A bill is in Congress but faces opposition from Republicans and Democrats. The Denver Broncos have a new quarterback. CPR's Andrew Villegas reports.
Wilson's got space. Got nobody downfield, though. Making it up. Cue the circus music. Wilson throwing for Baldwin. Oh, my.
Russell Wilson will be the new face of the franchise. He comes to Denver after 10 years playing for the Seattle Seahawks, where he beat the Broncos at the Super Bowl in 2014. ESPN says the deal is contingent on Wilson waiving a no-trade clause in his contract and passing a physical. In exchange, the Broncos are reportedly dealing away quarterback Drew Lock, tight end Noah Fant, defensive lineman Shelby Harris, and a slate of draft picks. I'm Andrew Villegas, CPR News.
State Attorney General Phil Weiser wants the Federal Transportation Department to investigate Denver-based Frontier Airlines and its proposed merger with Spirit. He says Frontier engaged in poor customer service during the pandemic. And the on-ramps from I-25 to E-470 have reopened after today's small plane crash south of Centennial in Metro Denver. Chance of snow showers across Colorado tonight, lows 10 to 15 degrees along the Front Range and in the mountains, western slope around 25. This is CPR News.